Welcome to the KWM Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the market headlines you need to know as you start your week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com. Good morning, and it is Monday, May 11th. Futures are down slightly. This morning, you're on Fox Business talking about chips and dips. It sounds delicious, is it?
Chips and dips usually go well together, but you don't want to see dips along with your semiconductor stocks.
Not the AI chips.
True. Look, we've seen an unbelievable rise in this group, nearly 60% year to date. That's the biggest move in 30 years. And it's for good reason. Semiconductor sales are going to be nearly $1 trillion.
Wow.
It's at the epicenter of the whole AI build-out. Every query on a chatbot is driven by a semiconductor. That being said, it has become increasingly crowded. It's meme-like trading that we're seeing. And look, we could see further momentum in these names if for no other reason you could see a massive short squeeze.
Mm.
So while we're huge believers in the AI and the secondaries effect of AI, we are cautioning investors to diversify in the group. If you have semi exposure, you may want to curtail some of that given the parabolic move we've seen in those share prices.
Yes, diversification so important, more so now than ever, it feels. Also on Fox, you said something interesting about the little boy who cried wolf in regards to the Strait of Hormuz. Tell us why you said that.
Well, we're becoming increasingly desensitized to all these headlines.
Yeah.
Peace talks, ceasefire, and yet the markets are barely budging and are looking past it. And the concern is, if in fact we don't have a resolution, then you could see some long-term consequences for Europe in particular.
Yeah.
And then if you have midterms, which we do, of course, around the corner, while the day-to-day person may not be focusing on geopolitics every moment, I'll tell you what they are focusing on, the price at the pump.
Yeah, definitely.
And that has a profound effect on their pocketbook and their psyche heading to the elections.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important as an investor here to understand that we can't just entirely ignore what's happened in the Strait or what's not happening in the Strait, because it has implications to energy, which in turn has implications for inflation, which in turn has implications for Kevin Warsh, who should be confirmed shortly in terms of whether we're getting that rate cut this year or not.
Okay, so real quick, if you're a betting man, how long do you think this continues for?
I think that we have an ending, albeit a messy ending.
Yeah.
And I think there's going to be an elevated premium to energy as a result of it. Energy should come off the boil in terms of the price of oil, but not back to where it was prior to all this. And as a result, inflation may be a little stickier for a little longer, and we may not get as many rate cuts or as quickly. That being said, I still expect the economy to grow above trend, unemployment to remain very reasonable, and earnings growth to continue to surge as a result of the AI boom and the effects in terms of productivity and margin enhancement.
I like it. I like this optimistic view. We'll keep that view in mind. Jason, thank you so much. And to our listeners, we hope you tune in for next week's episode. Have a great day. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.